He said, learn to breathe deeply, really, to taste food when you eat, and when you sleep, really sleep. As much possible to be wholly alive with all your might, and when you laugh, laugh like hell, and when you get angry, get good at being angry. Be alive. Ernest Hemingway.
Hey guys, it's Allie. Welcome to The Mind Paradox, where we will talk about why thoughts are only 10% of the work and discuss the science behind the other 90%. Get ready to meet the higher version of you.
Hey guys, welcome back to The Mind Paradox. It's Allie over here. I am so excited to be back in the mic and share with you guys what I have to share. The last couple weeks that I've been off, I really wanted to dive in a couple things of myself. I just also recently finished a training, and now I'm just kind of putting the words and kind of just let us sink in a little bit of all of the things that I've learned within the last couple of weeks. So today we have an episode specifically in regards of our language and our central system. You may be wondering how these two are combined with each other. Well, there's a little bit more that goes into place, and how we manifest, it actually goes farther into our central system. That's right, you heard me, our nervous system. So you probably are wondering how all this manifestation works and how actually everything comes into place. Well, here you go. This is what we're going to talk about, because here's the thing. Language is one of the key components from which we build our mental model of the world. It can have a tremendous influence on how we perceive and respond to reality. Actually, NLP influences our internal language and our mental programming. And if you don't know, NLP stands for Neural Linguistic Programming. It actually also includes other functions of our nervous system. NLP is literally the manual to our minds. Wouldn't you like to know the codes to your programming? Because one can, you know. Here is something to consider. The right words at the right time can create powerful and positive effects. At the same time, the wrong words at the wrong time can be hurtful and damaging. You guys, words are powerful and magical. So magical, they can create dramatic shift within our awareness and perception within seconds. Therefore, improving our ability to perceive, identify, and utilize certain aspects of our communication process will allow us to bring different levels of consciousness into our awareness. Something to remember, we must never assume that we're fully aware of what we communicate to someone else, or even ourselves including. Our communication plays a huge aspect of how we see ourselves, and not only that, but how we also manifest the things that we want. Have you ever wondered how your perception is formed? Or where does it even your perception comes from? Well, we have something called neural transmission, and that's the basis of our perception. It's a bioelectrical phenomenon. It occurs when the neuron is activated. It actually sends electrical impulse, so the functions of the neuron is to transmit information within one nervous system to the other. We have billions of neurons that make up the human nervous systems. I bet you may have not wondered that before, haven't you? The nervous system has two parts, central and peripheral. The central nervous system consists of the brain and the spinal cord. And the peripheral is the nerve that branches out from the spinal cord, I can speak English, the cord, to brainstream. Our body has an estimated 37 trillion cells, which they're all communicating with us through our nervous system. You know how important our nervous system is? I bet you never noticed that or have ever considered that, because that's the basis of what everything gets started. Within our central nervous system, we have our sensor input, which becomes our temperature, our pressure, and the most important, sounds to electromagnetic waves. I'll repeat that again. Sound to electromagnetic waves. Why are the electromagnetic waves so important? Because the electromagnetic waves that we produce inside actually are the waves that go into the magnetic field around to achieve the things that we want and attract the things that we want. You have heard me in the past talk about waves and electrics and the sounds and frequency right here. This is the most important key point of the electromagnetics, because it interconnects with the fields so that it can attract the things that you want. And here's the thing. Electric waves are transmitted to our central system. So it actually do come from our central system where everything gets started. So since the central system is part of the nervous system, here's where everything comes into place. Vibration and electric field, they're and leads to attraction. When you raise your vibration to attract the things that you want, you're actually utilizing the main core of your central system. You're welcome. You can thank me later. But what happens when the peripheral nerve comes into play? The purpose is to feed the spinal cord, as we know the spinal cord consists of nerves that carry incoming and outgoing messages between the brain and the rest of the body. The information we receive through our peripheral vision literally travels all around to interpret and make sense of everything that we're experiencing. Now, this is science meeting manifestation, you guys. This is literally the point that we've been searching for. Of maybe you have been wondering of how both of these come together. This is it. This is the research and the study that I've been like diving into to really understand how is it possible. So for all of you guys that have been skeptical, this is the part that you really want to dive in, because this it's real. It's not made up. It's scientifically coming from our central system. We do not perceive reality, but rather in a neurological model of the reality. Yeah, that sounds a little tricky, but it's true. Our reality is based of our neurons and neurology of everything that is coming from. This is what forms the basis of what we call our model of the world. Our nerve cells represent the first step in creation of our model of the world. Ourselves and our nerves and everything that is inside of us represents everything that is externally. And we react to our own personal model of the world based on the information we receive about the world from a neurological input. Often through our own model of the world and language, we find limitations and we distort perceptions, and our language patterns also represent our world. So our verbal language is basically part of our human race and is also the major factor that distinguishes us humans from other creatures of how we process language and how we really perceive our world. Since our language influences most of the things that we do, it's the way that we use it. We use the language that connects in a circle through our nervous system. We use in so many different directions to represent our experiences. So we reason, we think, we fantasize, we rehearse, all because language is the key and the part to our mental experience and how we operate. It also part of our mindset. You know, when I was studying theology, there were two words that stuck out to me. So the ancient Greeks used two of the most common words for communication. It was essential distinction to understand words, rhema and logos. Rhema is the spoken of words, words as things, and logos, words associated with the manifestation of reason. It's interesting how everything already comes into place. When we see our language from our internal representation, we create different bases of communication. Since words symbolize our mental experience, NLP echoes our written and spoken words based on those two. It surfaces the structure of our thinking and our deepest structure of how we communicate with others and how we communicate with ourselves. Accessing the deep structure of ourselves and our language is more specific because it reflects of how we see our world. Our language have a huge, huge aspect of how we speak about ourselves, and not only that, but how do we command towards the things that we want. We all have our own world and our perception. We all view the way that we want to based upon our internal language. As a result of our individual language, we want to manifest and create change. Take another look at how you are utilizing your language, how you are taking care of your nervous system. How are you basically diving in into your own language to achieve the things that you want easily and effortlessly? You perhaps have been wondering, how is it that, you know, a lot of people say, trust the universe and the universe will come to you, or trust the universe and the universe will give to you. That's right. because you know that your nervous system is connected to the magnetic field so that you can send the vibration. So when you're raising your frequency to attract the things that you want, you're actually also increasing the purpose of your nervous system. You know, your nervous system is not just there to make you feel and touch and all these things. It's interconnected to really help you become the better version of yourself. You may have not wondered, well, what's the purpose of my nervous system? Well, here it is. This is why it's so important to understand our whole body mechanism, not only our mindset, but also how our brain stream is connected. How is our cerebellum working for us, and how every little part of our body really is there for us to achieve and really manifest the things that we want. When we align those things into place, we start with our language. Where does our language go to? What part of our body is it being directed to? Our nervous system is so important because it's not just the central point of the things that you're going to direct, but also where the things that you're heading. I invite for you to really dive in into how your language is being affecting you. Are you talking positive or are you talking negative? Like I mentioned, it's an impulse of our language that we just automatically go there. Rather than analyzing really what our language means to us, what's the behind words of that? Truly, what NLP taught me was understanding how I talk to myself, because it was, to me, it was understanding the manual of where are my programs? How do I behave based on the programs that I'm searching to take action, not take action, behave or not behave? See, everything is all in a nutshell, and this is why I wanted to share this episode so that you guys can understand it's not just about meditating and praying and things all of a sudden appear. It also goes into the function of our body so that it goes more into play of this is the other 99% of the work that we're doing so that we can start manifesting at a high speed. And if you're ready to take that action, let's play a game, because this is a time that you and I are ready to evolve to a whole new level.